Hey, everybody. Here we are. It's Angel Answers, and it's Wild Wednesday. Today is January 31st, 2024. My name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'll be one of your co-hosts tonight, and I'm with the other angels, and I just want to say hi to them, Mary Hernandez and DC Love. Hey, angels. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Hey.
Hi.
Great.
Yeah. And
Happy Wednesday.
Yes, happy Wednesday.
Yeah.
And Peg Jones and Kat Peoples will not be here tonight, but Liz will be coming in very soon. And I just wanted to mention that right before the show, DC put up a picture and in our little room, and we all got to look at it. And she had seen some really interesting things in there, like a leopard and faces and animals and colors, and she wanted to know what we saw, and she saw angels too. She wanted to know what we saw, and so we all started sharing what we all saw, and we all saw the same things and more, and it was just that kind of stuff I love doing. It's like one of the most fun things I love to do is do stuff like that. It's just so fun to see what you can see in there, you know, and what we all came up with. So I don't know, that was really neat. So anyway, we have the Sacred Embers group, which we all belong to, and that's on Facebook. That's where we're from, and in there is a wonderful website that Lynn Bleasdell has created for us, and it has all of our bios, pictures, and everything that we do. If you ever want to get a reading or something, you can go in there and check it out. It's called Sacred Embers Group on Facebook. I was going to say Angel Answers. That's our show tonight. So anyway, yeah, check it out. And I'm just going to read a couple bios from Liz and Peg. Peg Jones is an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki, IET, and a quantum healing modality, also training as a sound healer using tuning forks. Channeler of the angels, ascended masters, and card reader, also uses light language to share as a healing modality too. Peg is the author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, found on Amazon. I need to get this thing up so I can, oh, here it is, sorry. And Kat Peoples is an angel intuitive, shamanic life coach, clairvoyant, and all things spiritual. I'll go ahead and read Liz's. Liz Fisker is an intuitive and spiritual guiding light, the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. Liz is a healer, teacher, and practitioner of the spiritual and metaphysical life. Join Liz on Facebook at River Maven 77 every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern for her live stream Crystal Singing Bowl meditation, which, of course, I did listen to last night, and it was beautiful. You can find everybody on Sacred Embers, sacredembersshow.wixsite.com. So that's the website. And but you can just go ahead and click, type in Sacred Embers on Facebook and get into the room there and check this all out. So, yep, that's that. That part
and
of it.
Actually,
and
Liz
go...
is on.
Oh,
I just unmuted her.
Okay, great.
Hi, Lynn. I didn't want to cut you off because you were doing such a beautiful job.
Yes.
I said, I'll let her introduce me. It's fine.
All right.
And
good.
I actually was coming from Singing Bowls. I was playing this evening or this afternoon at the Teacher Resource Center, a little gig I picked up a couple months ago. So it was their night, and they were very grateful for some Singing Bowls after their long day.
All right.
So.
That's nice.
That is nice.
I bet they enjoyed it, too.
They did. They're so grateful. I feel like, man, these are the unsung heroes of the world, these poor teachers with everything going on, you know?
Yeah.
Because we know the world is a different place.
Yeah.
Liz, this is, see, I haven't heard your voice in such a long time. It's great to connect.
Oh, my goodness. You too, DC. How are you?
Yeah, I'm here. Did you bring something tonight to get us all together here?
I did. I brought my pyramid.
Woo-hoo,
I rang it before I called in because I'm like, maybe I just need to ground myself a little bit.
Always helps. So,
I did bring the lovely crystal pyramid, so let's go ahead and take a nice big deep breath in through our nose and then just sigh out all the uck and gunk real loud and let it go. Take another deep breath in through your nose, feeling all the way up in your chest and your belly, and then let it out. And one more deep breath in as you focus in on the sound.
Wow, Liz, that was amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That was...
Oh, I know it always brings us all right together, brings you right in the center.
Yeah.
It surely
did. I'm not out of it yet. It's
yeah,
not
it
over
kept
for
going.
Me yet. I know.
Oh. It's a goodie, that one.
That was
yeah,
great. We must have needed it, I guess. So the angels were hitting it a couple times. Wow.
I was going to say, you know, it
beautiful.
Is. We are on the, tomorrow is in bulk, which is the halfway point between Yule and Ostara, you know, winter and spring. So we are hitting a divine day tomorrow. So there's a lot of energy surrounding that, of course.
Yeah.
And, So that helps to just connect us a little bit better.
It does.
Yeah. Energetically, it's been like really, today, it's been like really packed with energy. And I can speak for most of us here, I think, because we were talking before the show. It's just, wow. I think today I rested the most out of, I don't know how many weeks. And meditated so much, so. But I feel a little better now, so I'm glad. Can't wait to go to Awakening Light Energy Center tomorrow and get, you know, some more energy back into me. Because today's been, you know, like really relaxing and just like zen and sleeping most of the day. But
that's nice.
Yeah. Liz, that was beautiful. What I was, my head just tilted backwards. Like it felt like it was just wanting to open the throat chakra for me. Like, and it was just like exposed my throat. So, and that's what it did for me. It was so beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. And it's funny you share that because tonight, as I was playing for these teachers, the throat pull has always been my, I say, nemesis. Like, but it the throat pull is one that I needed a lot of work on when I first started.
Mm-hmm.
And so it always, I had a hard time for a long time playing it. And then, of course, I used it for my friend that had lung cancer 2 years ago. So I'm sure it took on all kinds of stuff from that. And I recently broke it right before Christmas, actually. And I got a new one from Santa. And tonight when I played for those teachers, that bowl just was so prominent and loud. It was like, so I think we're in a very, very powerful time for communication and like opening those lines. So you know, the fact that you're saying that your throat just wanted to open up, I think that confirms more that we're definitely in a time of where communication is paramount, right?
Oh, yes. And more communication is coming out. You know me.
You know what I wanted to ask you, ladies? I was listening to something today. Mm-hmm. I had my computer on. A woman was talking about the chakras. And then she addressed the back of the chakras. She's saying, like, the front of the chakras, mm-hmm. it's basically us living, you know, like in our human existence. But to, you know, sort of like push the, I guess, the energy from the front of the chakras to the back as well. Mm-hmm. And I've never heard that before. You know, I've never heard that.
I have with Igor, with Igor, he's shown us that where he puts us, and that's what I do in my chakra bowl sessions. I like do the sphere of light of each of the chakras all around your body, you know, so it's like in and out. So, you know, I know Igor has done that on the Meditation Tuesdays, so I do know about that.
I never heard of it talked about that.
Yeah, it makes sense because we are like in our physical existence.
Yeah.
And it's the energy like stored, it's mostly in the front of the chakras. So, you know, just you know, sit back and just let the energy go like back to the back of the chakras as well.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, it makes a lot of sense, you know, because when you do... when you do Reiki work on clients, right, you do the front and the back. And I always think of the back as like making sure it's open and clear so they have a flow. So it makes sense that, you know, to push energy through there. I didn't, but I guess I never thought of it like outside of the Reiki setting that, you know. Interesting.
And it helps, I think it also helps, you know, people who are a little bit more sensitive and like letting go of energy. You know, so it really makes sense. Just address the front and the back of the chakras. I thought that was interesting.
That is really
more
good.
Mindful of it.
Oh yeah, every day we learn something new. I love it. I love it. I'm a student for life for sure. I love it. You guys know how much I love taking courses. So it's just like I love learning so I can share it. So I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an angel intuitive. I'm also a trance healer and Reiki master. I also do numerology readings. I also channel your higher self and past on loved ones and those in spirit. And what else? I'm also a candle creator, and I create healing candles, Mother Mary candles, which is infused with love, blessings, and healing. And then the other one is the Reiki infused healing candle for each of the chakras, and it's scented with lavender oil, and it has all the seven chakra crystals as well in it, and the healing as well. And then I also do other candles, which are different scents. I have, I think in total like 8 scents, which I'm adding frankincense because of someone special in this show, which is DC. She loves frankincense. So I'm adding frankincense and myrrh. And that's a new addition, a combination of both of them together. That's going to be a new addition. I don't know what to call it yet, but it's probably going to be something with a healing name, which I may ask DC to name for me, since it was her idea. To put that two, those two together. So that's beautiful. And of course, you guys know that you can find me now at Awakening Light Energy Center, which is here in Dublin, Ohio. And, you know, I'm there playing bowls on Tuesday nights and also on Saturday. And I'm available, you know, for one-on-one sessions. I'm also available on Sunday. I can do it also, you know, and any nights that I could stay later and after we've closed, you know, I could stay in and play the bowls for people as well. So I just wanted to say that. And sound healing is so important as most of our body is made up of water, you know, and in the sound bath, I actually do like each of the chakras and we go through each of them and do the healing for them as well, as much as I could, right? Because a one-on-one session is better, but it's really nice to go through each of the chakras when you're doing the sound healing. And then my message for today is I picked out a card from the Soul Truth Self-Awareness card deck, and it says, how can I surrender even more in this moment? And it says, it is essential to have clear, strong intentions of what we desire, but it's equally important for us to detach from the outcome. It's time to surrender. Let the universe have some breathing room to work. Let go of the wheel and trust so deeply that your trust turns into gratitude for what you cannot see yet, but you know is coming. So that reminds me of something that we say here very often, let go and let God. You know, it's just letting go of that wheel and just trusting that everything is according to plan. Even when we think we're just like not doing anything, it's God is working in the background. The angels, that universe is working on your behalf. And helping you, you know, get to where it is that you're supposed to be. So just because you're not moving doesn't mean nothing is happening on the other side, which is the universe, God, the creator, however you want to call source. So I just wanted to say that. And the mantra for this card is, I surrender, I accept all that I cannot change, and I release the outcome, and I joyfully trust the process. Yes. And knowing that you're never alone, you know, your life purpose, you're coming into your life purpose. A lot of people right now are awakening to what it is they're here to do. And the more you tune out the noise, from the outside world and tune inwards instead of looking for answers outside of you, the more you can find the answers from source, from your higher self. Becoming one with your higher self is the most important thing that I could ever tell anyone. It's just, you know, that's your higher guidance. That's you. You know, so I just want to leave it at that. And I just want to say that you guys can find me at going to my website at www.theangelwithin.com, and it's spelled angelwithin.com, or maryhernandez5252@gmail.com, or you can also find me on Awakening Light Energy Center on, you know, their website as well, with Barb and Dan. So anyway, I'm going to switch it over to DC for her beautiful messages. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Gary. I wanted to say I had a glimpse into, you know, a past life, and I was with Kat, and I mean, it was just amazing. So I'm going to read the message first, and that'll give you a little idea of what, you know, what had happened. Here's the message that I channeled. The waves of wisdom reveal powerful hidden forces. It's now time to merge within your two worlds of potential. Always be true to yourselves as you embrace the uncertainty of the ocean waves and welcome beautiful new beginnings. Each of you at this time are gifted a magnificent ocean pearl, which brings with it spiritual transformation, integrity, wisdom, prosperity, grace, and healing. Beloved, you have the ability to connect and heal with many life forms, as well as transforming into humans, human form on land. You are creatures of magnificent transformation and hidden possibilities. Within, you hold the power of the natural world. It is now time to break free of human constraints and connect with your magical powers, your wish-granting, shape-shifting, between being mermaids and humans. You can control nature. You can manipulate the elements and communicate with creatures of the sea. Your spirit guides rejoice in your renewal and the revitalization you bring to humanity. Let your love glitter, sparkle, and shine when life is overwhelming. Retreat to the ocean or sea and soothe your souls. Don't be afraid to dive deep for the treasures you are seeking. And never, ever give up, for it's then that the tides of life will turn. Beloveds, you are mermazing. Never forget this. So I envisioned myself and Kat coming out of the water, and, you know, we transformed into humans, and we started to walk on shore. And that's the message that came when I had that vision. So that was, like, truly, truly incredible. I mean, it was unbelievable, the colors. I could feel everything. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And then Kat and I had, like, a couple synchronicities after I did channel that message, in fact. But I do have one more message. It just popped up, and when it pops up, I have to read it, like Mary when she gets these extra cards. So here's the other message. The first thing that I'm hearing is Beverly Hills 90210. It's Luke Perry, as you remember me. Dylan McKay, a rebel from the early 90s. His hair and his sideburns are perfect, and he's wearing a white T-shirt with ripped blue jeans and a really mischievous smile. He's standing next to a black and chrome motorcycle, and his leather jacket is sitting on the seat. He looks so much like James Dean, who is often compared to. Luke starts off by saying, "Wow, I just can't believe the impact my character Dylan had on teens. For a lot of teen girls, I was their first love or even obsession. The coolest bad boy of the 90s. My high school days were nothing like Dylan's. I was raised in a quiet, very simple community. You learn things that weren't, of course, in Beverly Hills school, you know, school books, like driving a tractor or, you know, helping animals who are giving birth." He then smiles and he shakes his head. "I was just a kid from Ohio who never felt like I belonged anywhere. And then I moved to L.A. to find opportunities that were not there in my hometown. And the biggest dream that I could have was to get a job at Westinghouse, the electrical corporation. That was truly a far cry from what my soul was longing for. I wanted to be an actor, and it was not an easy road to travel. I did so many different things to try to support myself, so many crazy things, like paving roads on a blistery hot day. But I never gave up, no matter how hard it got. It did take a long time, but it did finally pay off. Working hard and acting lessons helped me to realize my dreams. And there, of course, is Beverly Hills 90210, the TV show, where I got my big break. I'm glad we had topics on the show that made it easier for kids to talk with their parents. And I didn't realize what I had to say was really so cool, and it was very important. I was never as cool as Dylan McKay in my real life. And the Beverly Hills lifestyle, wow, that's another wow. And the cars, they were nothing like I was used to, Chevys, Fords, and not those, you know, cool, exotic cars, you know, that come with rich lifestyles. And at the time, I could relate more to Minnesota, where Brandon and Brenda Walsh came from, than Beverly Hills. And the show may not have, you know, been really a perfect example how teenagers should live their lives with everything that they showed and, you know, things they did at such a young age. But it's not like it wasn't happening in real life. I just wasn't, you know, it wasn't being discussed. So this, of course, is where the show really did have a positive side to it, because in real life, you know what, my dad drank a lot, and I was so afraid that he would actually hurt my mother. I was six, and I was not able to take care of her, of course, and I knew that it wasn't the way that life really should be. I hated my father, but realized later in life that holding on to those kind of feelings, it's just a waste of time. My father and I, we never, you know, came to terms with the violence or the abuse. And my parents divorced, and he died at a young age. But I was lucky to have such an amazing stepfather, you know, who replaced my dad. You know, that was the father I longed for. He taught me how to be a man and a wonderful father, and really to see things from a higher perspective. And I really mean a higher perspective. He had a helicopter, and he dropped me off onto a football field dressed as a big red bird, Freddy Bird, to be exact. He was our high school mascot. And they say that TV imitates real life, and that's what happened with me on Riverdale with my character, Archie Andrews, like seeing myself and my stepdad as he would take me to work with him, and he'd teach me all about his business. All in all, though, I didn't live a long life. It certainly was a full life. I can't say it wasn't. You just have to roll with the punches, and please, never give up, no matter how hard life gets. Tough times, they're never going to last forever. My mom, she was a fighter. She didn't have an easy life either, but she stuck in there. she did find the love that she deserved, and this love gave me a father that I love so much and I looked up to. I was blessed as an adult to be a dad for my son Jack and my daughter Sophia, and this was the most incredible role that I ever played in life, beyond anything that I could accomplish on stage or TV. I was so blessed to see them grow up. They brought me joy, happiness, more than anything on earth, and I am so proud of them. So Luke ends by saying, let the image of your success project on the big screen in vibrant colors and sound. Visualize it until you can smell and taste it. And don't sweat the small stuff, even the simple pleasures in life, and love the people in your life. You've never loved anyone before. So Luke then jumps onto his motorcycle. He puts on his jacket and he says, don't be afraid to be who you are meant to be. You don't need anyone's approval. He waves goodbye and he drives away. So that was my channeling. Watch 90210.
Yeah.
That's good. Sometimes. Yeah.
I love that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did too, yeah. And he came in like, that was, gosh, in 2019, but it just popped up like right in front of me. So I read it, you know, it was weird.
Definitely a message for someone on here, you know, listening, and for someone listening in the future, that's for sure. And we could all take that message, you know, to be to receive everything, right, and be willing to let things come in.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. And that's funny that you tapped into, a past lifetime. I tapped in my meditation today to a past life, the Victorian life. And, you know, it's just, you know, the ancestors. And I met one of my ancestors. And, you know, I was confirmed this with someone I know, and I was like, wow. But it was, I actually astral traveled there. So, you know, and I had taken a course on the astral traveling, so I was like, okay, when am I going to start doing this? So I have been doing it, and I haven't, you know, like this one was really, wow. It was just like, I was like, okay, I'm floating.
For me, like I was always afraid of water,
mm-hmm.
and then Mother Mary came in and we did the channeling where she comes out of the ocean,
mm-hmm.
and now this one I come out of the ocean with Kat as a mermaid, so mm-hmm. I feel like there's a healing with my the fear of water for me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So that. I mean, that was crazy. I'm like, all these things that I'm seeing, they all involve water, you know?
Yeah.
And Ryan, our wonderful Ryan, who used to be in our group, he was afraid too. So I don't feel too bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good. Right. He went down with the Titanic as well, but he had a bigger fear of Joan Rivers than he did water. Go figure, right? And then he said to me, could talk, and then when he transitioned, really had a good conversation with him.
I'll tell you what was
synchronistic for me, DC, was you talked about him working at Westinghouse as a young man, and my grandfather did that when he was young. And the only time I could watch 90210, because up here when we got, you know, better cable, you know, back in the 80s, 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't get Fox. Fox wasn't a regular cable show, so my grandparents had it in New Jersey, and when I would go down there, that's the only time I could watch it.
Wow, isn't that incredible? That is incredible.
Thought,
oh, my gosh, and they actually came back a couple of years ago with a remake, you know, of the 90210. Yeah. It's just crazy.
Okay, ladies. That is so awesome.
So we have Jan. Jan, do you have any poems for us?
Oh, my gosh. I almost said let's go
start
the callers because there's so many callers. But okay, Jan.
Well,
sorry.
If you
No, that's okay.
No. Let's go with the poems. The poems is really beautiful. So let's do the poems.
Thank you.
And then after that, we'll do the poems.
The other thing I want to just go very quickly, because I missed it, was the other shows that we have. Just quickly, I'll just say them off. Sunday is Enter the Light, 12 p.m., 12 Pacific time and 3 p.m. Eastern. That's headed by Lynn Bleasdale, Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro, Elizabeth D'Onfrio, Hawk D'Onfrio, Linda Irwin, and sometimes Marianne Adams. It's a great show. Monday is Catherine Peoples and D.C. Love, bridging the gap between science and spirituality, 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Eastern. That's another beautiful show, as you know, if you listen to it. Tuesday, Mary Hernandez, it's called We Are One, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. That's on Instagram Live, and that's a beautiful show. Please don't miss that, too. And then The Lighthouse, headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. They will post it when they do it. They don't do it all the time. And then our show, of course, Angel Answers, on Wednesday night. All right, and that's that. And so I will go ahead and just pull two cards very quickly. I pulled this first one. This is Liz's group. It's called, it says, Always Say Thank You. Absolutely. Always be grateful. Always say thank you. I love that, Liz. And then here's one from my sister-in-law's deck. Keep your eyes on eternity. Ooh, that's cool. That's 2 Corinthians 4:18. All right. So I just wanted to get those out of the way, and then I'll start right now. This is called The Kiss, When the Universe Winks. When the universe winks at me with the stars so bright at night and the moon is a sliver of delight, I send a kiss back, and the cosmos bursts, a twinkle so full of light. And this is called Swirl So Bright. Entering and exiting this time zone, make the most of it in this cosmic continuum. We are not alone, which will help us keep our equilibrium. When I look to the light, I get caught up in a divine swirl so bright. This is called Sunflower Eyes. I see you with sunflower eyes, with no disguise. I see you on sunflower days, as love touches in so many ways. I feel you with sunflower senses, letting down our defenses. I dance with you with a sunflower beat, free and fun, where sunflower hearts meet. And this is called God's Divine Artwork. Let the light shine from your soul and body. You are a masterpiece of God's divine artwork. You are a treasure. Let the light radiate out from your eyes, your smile, your heart. You are the brilliant colors and design from God's eternal creation. You are beyond measure. This is called Flying on Clouds. The spark she has ignites, and love is a fire stream. Her mind opens to newer journeys. She is a psychedelic dream. Happy New Year, 2024. And then it says, Oh, hummingbird, colors. I saw a hummingbird today, so I thought I'd read this. Oh, hummingbird, saying hello to me in your flight. Wings so pretty, so glitter, so flitty. Your colors come so close to me in sight as I sit contemplating my reality. And this says, in those moments of divine alignment and perfection, life's challenges seem so small on divinity's face, her stance of beauty and grace. And this is called The Dance, Just Freedom. No judgments, no past traumas, no fearful or futures, no pretenses, no sadness or gloom. Just freedom, exhilaration, joyousness, and love to assume. It was that for so many of us, and still is. That was The Dance. Peace for us. Peace for us, our country, our other countries. We protest views, their views, our views. We, you, me, us. We need to be in peace. Stop the violence. Can we be in peace? Don't we want peace for us? And the last one, and I read this every year in January, is called Earth Angel. Earth Angel, you are a clean slate, a brand new story. It's a new day, Earth Angel. You are mystical, magical, and full of God's glory. Remember not to judge yourself, Earth Angel. Remember that you are an Earth Angel. Remember who you are. You can rise and shine in many realms. You can fly through the universe, sparkling like a shooting star. You are no longer here to stop your quest. Allow the universe, God, yourself, others, to fan your flame. You are here to live your dreams and to be your best, highest, and best. It is not. It is your time now. There is no more blame. Earth Angel, you are a clean slate, a brand new story. It's a new day. Nothing is the same. A new year, Earth Angel. You are mystical, magical, and full of God's glory. Remember, do not judge yourself. Remember, all is well. Remember, all is well. And there you have it. That's that. That's
oh, they were beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful.
You're welcome.
Thank you. They were so beautiful.
Thank you.
And you can find Jan on Facebook, and she posts these, like, daily. Beautiful, with obviously some beautiful pictures to go along with each of the poems. Really love looking
Thank
at them
you.
And reading them. So it's really, it kind of like brings you up in vibration as well. So thank you,
Jan. Mary.
You're welcome. So are you ladies ready? We have like many colors. Oh
yes.
My goodness. Okay. All right. So I want to just make an announcement because I wanted to say that just to have, before we pick you up, just to have a question that you're going to ask in your mind, whether it's a general reading that you want from the angels or a one question limited because, you know, we have more callers now every week. We just need to limit it to one question. And, you know, and if you want to book a more general reading with one of us, on this group, you can, or, you know, with any of the members of the Sacred Embers. So I just wanted to say that. So with that said, let's see. Let's pick up area code 860. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. I'd like a message of what do I need to do to help myself mentally, physically.
Okay. That's easy, Linda. Okay. I'll switch you over to Dan.
And thank you, ladies.
Hey,
you're,
Linda.
You're all beautiful.
You're
Hi,
welcome.
Dan.
Thank you. Hi, Linda. It's Jan.
Hi.
So, I'm getting a white horse for you too. I had a white horse last week, and so here's another one. So that's kind of neat. And I just want to read you exactly what that says because it's very specific. So white horse says you're very well protected from any negative or harsh psychic attacks. You're being called to investigate other spiritual realms and dimensions through meditation, a vision quest, or shamanic journeying. So that could be one message that could help you. And it says, it also says, your personal freedom is the highest priority. And so sometimes at the expense of others' approval. And even though you know how to travel to other dimensions and realities, you still are able to deal with the mundane issues and concerns. You're very loyal, and once others have earned your trust, you love to wander and just for the sake of exploring, and you like to travel, and you're a natural leader and evoke confidence in others. So there you have it with the horse. I'm
like
just going to leave it at that. Okay, good. Yeah, it talks
I like
about
that.
Meditation. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad you like
Which
it.
I do.
Okay. Okay.
I do
good.
Do meditation.
All right. I think that I will just leave it at that and send you right over to DC Love.
Okay. Thank you, Jan.
Thank you, Jan. That was
You're welcome.
It was absolutely beautiful.
Beautiful.
Oh,
I love you. Linda, I'm getting that, you know, don't be afraid to step into your power, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, in a way, it's sort of like you're not showing, you know, your true self.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do I do that? That's what I need to know. Like more of like how do you step
well, you know,
into your power?
You've got to be authentic. It's really funny because I was thinking about myself. One of my memories, it showed me, I put a door on Facebook, and many, many years ago, I came out of the spiritual closet and, you know, let people see who I was. Because otherwise, if we're hiding behind the door or the mask, you know, we're not going to be able to go forward. And I was told, if you believe, Spirit will give you everything you need. And that's what I'm saying to you. Don't be afraid to be you. Don't be afraid to be authentic, okay?
Yeah.
And just enjoy yourself, okay? You know, once you decide to, you know, like I said, step out of the spiritual closet, there's no stopping you. There's not going to be any holding you back. You know, you could start by taking like a couple of steps, and the angels, you know, will they'll help you. They'll walk with you, okay?
I know
you
are, that. Yeah.
You are amazing. You really are. And you've got to believe in yourself.
Yeah, I do.
Okay?
I
and that's like you really have to start believing in you. I was seeing like a pin in writing. Do you have any interest in writing something?
No, not really. Not particularly. I mean, I do try to keep a journal, but I don't.
Okay, well, that's important. That might help you down the line. Okay, is there anything with your family? Because I was just seeing, like, a family.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's something that holds you back or something. I don't know. But I was seeing, like, a family.
Well,
I mean, do you have a close-knit family?
Part of the family. Not all of it. Not all of it.
Okay. Well, you know what, just... You know, stay with those that you love and that love you. And I'm seeing, you know, sunflowers all over the place. The sun is shining. And I'm getting this is going to be like a very positive time for you. The angels are with you. And I am getting, you know, you had a while, like a slow start. But once you take that first step on the path, the angels are going to join you, Linda. And you're going to have a beautiful, beautiful new beginning. And you're going to discover, you know, your purpose. You haven't discovered it as of yet.
No,
okay?
I haven't.
But the message is you've got to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
You have got to believe in yourself. When I started, I mean, I didn't even call shows or anything. I didn't know about any of this. And then finally, my mother-in-law from the other side, she introduced me to Blog Talk.
Oh, no
so
kidding.
I always tell my husband, and I say to my husband, you know, if you don't like what I'm doing, talk to your mother, you know, because she's the one that, I'm like, what is Blog Talk? Oh, my gosh, you know.
I actually met you years ago on.
Sorry.
DC, I actually met you years ago on, you were like doing guest reading, you know, just starting readings.
Okay.
It was it was a online butterfly fellowship, spiritual Scott Wood.
I've always
none
of those. I've always just been on Blog Talk, you know. That's it.
Okay.
A couple
of blogs.
Yeah. But like I said, I didn't have like the spiritual knowledge, you know. I feel like you have like a lot of spiritual knowledge too. So don't be afraid to be yourself. Everything is going to be amazing. Take baby steps. And once you get on that path, you're just going to be on the fast track, hon. That's what my message is for you tonight. And please stay in touch with us and let us know what you're up to, how it's going.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda. Bless you, hon.
Bless you. Thank you.
Well, beautiful readings, ladies, already.
Yes.
Hello,
thank
Linda.
You.
This is Liz.
And hi, Liz.
I was laughing as DC was giving her message, and you're saying, what do I do? I don't know what to do. And like, I'm laughing because I pulled three cards for you from the new Radley Valentine Angels and Auras Oracle. And the first card is number 25, Have Confidence. And it says strength, balance, prepared, and tranquil. So you're in the right space right now. It is time for you. You are ready to step into the real you. And the second card was number 15, be the real you. said freedom, authenticity, uniqueness, and courage. And this the picture on this card is a woman, and she's like unzipping the costume of, you know, the woman in the uptight business suit, and she has on this yellow fun ball gown underneath, right? With her red fun earrings that stand out. And so that's what it is. It's letting your freak flag fly.
Okay.
Essentially. That's what it is. Step into your power to be authentically you. Like, it's, you know, a lot of times, you know, we know that giggling too much, you know, makes other people annoyed, right, or uncomfortable, and we're like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I'm sorry, we apologize. Yeah. Well, no, that's who we are. Like,
that's who we are.
So it's just,
which
it's
I have
not
a problem
being sorry
with,
any longer.
That's my problem, because I am a people pleaser.
Yeah.
And that's part of the problem.
So it's just embracing and saying, you know what, this is who I am. And, you know, you're still going to say sorry from time to time. And when you catch yourself, say, you know what, no, I'm not sorry.
Right.
This is me.
Okay.
Sorry, not sorry. This is who I am.
Sorry, not sorry.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, I think it in my head. Now I just need to put it into practice.
Well, so the awareness is the first thing, right? And then implementing it. So you've been aware. You're already consciously aware, because you're telling me, and you know that you've been in these situations. So now just start implementing and saying, you know, this is me. And, you know, as we step into our authenticity, and we essentially change our vibration, people that have been in our lives, they will fall away.
Fall away,
Sometimes, and sometimes it's temporary. So, you know, whatever happens, we have to understand and accept that this is how it is, because we can't force other people to change, even though when we feel how good this is and we know how great it is, we want those people that we love to be here with us.
Yeah.
If they don't have their own willingness to do that, there's, you know, we can't make them, but we also can't live for them either. So the last card I got for you is number 41, and it says, time to go. And I don't take this as a leaving, per se. And it says transformation, completion, confirmation, exit. And it's a picture of suitcases packed at the door. I feel that this is, you know, you saying, listen, I've done the married life. I've raised the kids. I've done all these things where I've been this other person to take care of everyone else. Now I'm taking care of me. And you know what? Some people are stubborn. Some people don't want to change. And you know, the thing is you can grin and bear it. It's not easy. I mean, I went through this myself. It's not easy all the time. But you have tools to help you stay in that positive place. And all you can do is keep implementing those tools. And, you know, I can't say that it'll be perfect and no one may decide that they're going to exit the vibration, but I will tell you, if they stay, they will naturally be pulled into the vibration slower. But they
that's the scary part, right? But that's the scary part,
So, you know, everything has good and bad parts, right? Dark and light parts. Because if we didn't have contrast, we wouldn't know that there was good things. Okay. So, you know, and guess what? Even though we're in this life and we live this way and we're doing all the things to make us happy, it doesn't mean there won't be bumps along the road. It doesn't mean there won't be hiccups. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
But what it means now is we're not going to let that destroy our entire day and week. And no, it's going to destroy that moment. And we're going to say, okay, you know
what?
Move
on.
It is what it is. Nothing I can do about it.
It is what it is. That was my mother's favorite saying.
Right.
It is what it is.
Because
it's the truth. I mean, some things we have absolutely no control over, and it doesn't matter what we do and how upset we get and how angry and how, you know, sad or whatever, and whatever reaction we have, it doesn't make it any different. It's still different. Whatever it was. I'll tell you the thing that I pulled from all these is the first card was 25, so the 5 in there, the second card being 15, the 5 in there, and then 41, 4 plus 1 is 5. And to me, when I see 5, it's about that closeness, the close, tight-knit people to you, right? I always equate it with I'm the oldest of 5 girls, right? And so that's like my closest, that was my closest bond of life, right, until I branched out. And it doesn't always mean that it's your, you know, blood relatives, but those the people that are your tribe, those are the people that you want to be connected with all the time now, because they'll get you through all the hard things, right? They're going to be the ones that, you know, they're helping you to do that. So just remember when you feel alone, you're not alone. You've got you've got those spiritual running buddies. Reach out. Connect with them. Let them know what's going on.
Beautiful.
And they'll give you feedback.
And I'm
right?
One
and the
of,
same thing will happen
of,
when they have a hard time.
I'm one of 5 girls also. So.
Where do you fall?
I'm the second oldest.
I'm the oldest.
But I only have a relationship with 2 of the of all the sisters and 1 brother. So that's
brother.
You know, it's sad, but it is what it is.
Well, I'm sorry for that.
Thank you.
But you're right, and there's a reason for it, and I'm sure you
there is.
You know what it is.
Absolutely.
So I see good things for you, Linda, because this is positive to, you know, when we step into who we are, good, great things happen. Really, they do. And things will just start getting better and going up and up. So I'm going to leave you with that, and I will pass you on over to Mary.
Thank you so much. That was, again, wonderful, wonderful reading, wonderful messages.
Wow, they were. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Were they? This is Mary and Linda. Wow, I've been waiting patiently. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I want to say something.
Good.
There was a lot of stuff. Okay, so the first thing, you know, knowing your direction, right? For me, it's what is it that would, like, help you wake up in the mornings and make you feel like it's not work, right? So I know for me, it doesn't, what we do, it doesn't feel like work. It feels like helping people is just natural, right? To want to help people. Mm-hmm. So it just comes natural. It doesn't feel like I'm working. It feels just so beautiful. You know, it's basically our life purpose. You know, to help others. And that's what we came here to do, you know, it's to help others. I know Liz picked up a lot of 5s. So 5s for me indicate major life changes. So you're going through a major life change, and it has to do with like a spiritual awakening. And this is the time, Linda, for you to tap into that ability, because you do have abilities. And I'm getting like head to toe, like chills, because you do. It's just time for you to set the intentions and say, okay, I want to learn this, and find yourself, course. I mean, I could recommend a couple that I've taken that have been like life transforming for me. But that's one of them. And then what else? Yeah, that was it, the major life change. And it's really like tapping into your spirituality. And 2 cards wanted to come out for you. And the first one that really fell out, it's all yellow, and it's memories. And they want me to read from the book. I was going to read a couple of messages from it, and they said, no, you need to hear the whole thing. So it says, your memories are like diamonds in the treasure chest of your spirit. More and more memories are arising within you. Remember the happier moments with your loved ones who are here in the spirit world, for neither time nor distance distance can stop the energy of love that you have for one another. Oh, I'm so chilled. Mm. Memories often arise. Oh, my gosh. I know. It's so beautiful. Memories often arise at different times, some totally expected, others when you least expect them. The power of love works both ways, as your loved ones in the spirit world could be thinking of you at the same exact time you're thinking about them. Wow. Spirit presents this card to you so that you remember your loved ones when they were at their happiest and their healthiest. Do not remember them if they were sick or hurt before they went to the spirit world, for they are whole again and beautiful. And I'm getting chills again from head to toe.
Oh, and yes.
And it says, take out the happiest picture of them. And I do have this of my mom. Take out the happiest picture of them and look into their eyes. Notice that spark, the joy that shines out from their soul. This is how they truly are now. When you remember the wonderful, loving memories and thoughts, no matter what the situation, you are infused with that positive energy. This can help you stay connected to your loved ones and also attract the highest and best people for you here in the physical world. Wow, that's so beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's nice staring into the picture of our loved ones. I do that often.
Absolutely.
With my mom's picture.
I do have one of my mom that's right on my night table, actually.
Yeah, me too. It's so beautiful. So, yeah, just connect. And then this card has a candle. It has a heart, and I know, and it has a key. So this is your key. It has a rose. It has butterflies. So you're going through a transformation, you know, and once you open that door, like DC mentioned, it's going to open up all these gifts of connecting to past on loved ones, spirit, to writing. It's more than journaling, just like DC saw, because this card has, like, writing. So it's like, you know, you're going to be writing something. I feel like possibly a book or something. And
Mary,
you know,
I asked about writing, so that validates. Yeah, because I asked as a personal connection.
Great, great validation. Beautiful. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But I have to ask Brenda, Mary gave you like an amazing, you know, beautiful, beautiful message. While
there's
she was giving you the message. Okay, give it to her, because I just wanted to ask her. I was hearing Whitney Houston singing right to Linda, I Will Always Love You. Does that song have any?
Oh, that's beautiful. That's one of my mom's favorites, and
But I didn't mean to interrupt, Mary, but Whitney is singing louder and louder. Yeah, she was singing louder and louder. I'm like, I'll tell her. Oh, God bless you, Linda. So there's a beautiful validation of what Mary was saying in her reading.
Oh,
you know,
is,
when you look into those eyes in that beautiful picture, and Whitney Houston just validated that for you.
Wow, beautiful. Goosebumps everywhere.
Okay,
I
Mary,
love that, DC.
Thank you, DC. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Wow. I'm still wowed over here and head to toe chills.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. Thank you, DC.
Yeah.
And then I have this other card here that fell out. Actually, it didn't fall out. It was on the bottom of the deck, and I was told to take it for you. And then when you told Liz something, I knew why I had to take it. It's a forgiveness card. And again, I'm being asked to read from the book for you because it's very important for you to hear everything that I feel your mom wants to tell you. It says, holding on to resentment and anger is preventing or even suffocating your spiritual growth. Resentment is one of the strongest and most damaging of human emotions. The act of forgiveness in its own right is equally incredibly powerful, and it has the capacity to heal and transform. You receive this card now because past hurts need to be healed. The spirit world is trying to assist you, which I feel it's your mom that she brought this card for you, in stepping out of the stagnant energy wrapped around old wounds so that those hidden spiritual and life experiences can emerge. Once these past hurts are dispelled, you'll feel reawakened, energized, happier, and more connected. Forgiveness is about choice. It's not just about absolving someone of their past actions. It's a matter of releasing the anguish and torment your soul is having to cope with. It says, forgiveness requires compassion, insight, kindness, and wisdom. Each time you forgive, it will enable you to release positive energy toward healthier and more productive endeavors. Every time you forgive, you break the cycle of pain. Forgiveness enables you to be less affected and constrained by the suffering, so you empower yourself to stop feeling like the victim. As those feelings of resentment and hurt melt away, your capacity to love, to trust, and to believe all rise to the surface so you can get back to loving yourself and vibrating at a higher level. Forgiving someone is not a sign of weakness. In fact, it's a sign of pure spiritual strength. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I'm chilled from head to toe. It's so beautiful.
You're making me cry. You're making me cry.
Yeah, you needed that, and you know what? It's not only you. Even people on the call and people that would listen to this show. There's a lot of forgiveness right now that we need to do, and forgive others for their past hurts on us, and you know, and just letting go, because what it does to us, it spiritually gets us stuck, one, and two, it also creates diseases in our body, which then creates something else that creates those diseases. You know, it's just releasing that. And the forgiveness is really for you to move on spiritually and evolve, because you're here to do some great work. You know, it's just we need that needs to occur first, you know, forgiveness. And you know, ask for your mom for help, because she's definitely there, you know, willing to help
you.
I do. That's awesome.
I do. And I feel, I thought I had forgiven, but with you saying, you know, just reading that, maybe I really haven't, because I still have the resentment.
Yeah.
So. I don't think I was aware of that.
Yeah, sometimes we're not, and we need to hear it from someone else, because, you know, it's happened to me, and I'm spiritual, you know, and I've been told, okay, you need to release this, you know, and, you know, there's sometimes it's in there, you know, in inside of you, and you thought you released it, but you didn't.
Yeah.
And then there's, you know, crying that needs to happen, you know, and letting go.
Yeah, which I never cry.
Yeah.
Very rarely.
It's not a sign of weakness, but it's a sign of, you know, letting go. And I always tell my clients, I'm like, you can cry, because it's a form of releasing, you know, the past, you know, and letting go. And moving on, you know, to the next chapter of your life, which is going to be really great, Linda.
Wow. I actually feel a little bit lighter, if that makes any
That's
sense
great.
To you.
Yeah.
I do. Thank you. That was just so welcoming. And all of it, all the messages tonight were just absolutely beautiful. And that one just, took me to my little knees.
Yeah, I know. I could feel it. I could feel it. But I know you're only going up from here. So just, you know, release, forgive, and move on. And it's going to be great. I know it. Just and all
Thank
the messages
you.
Were so beautiful. I mean, I was
they
just
were.
Texting
Absolutely.
Through the chat. That they're just so beautiful. I mean, wow.
They,
so
absolutely.
You have
I know
nothing
it. I'm still getting goosebumps. Like just, It's
yeah, and you could re-listen to this, by the way, Linda, you know, to the show.
I can.
So if you go on to Sacred Embers, you can listen to it and always have it there, you know, as long as you have the date. Yeah, okay?
beautiful. Thank you so much, everybody. I so appreciate you all, you beautiful ladies.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good
You too.
Love
I'll
thank
you in home now. Wow. How synchronistic.
Yeah. I'm going to post the cards in the Facebook group so she can see them. But it's so powerful. We don't realize that, you know, we think stuffing our emotions down and not showing them, you know, being brave, that it's so good. It's so terrible for us. Those emotions come up because we need to feel them and we need to go through them.
Yeah.
And, you know, sadness and anger are, you know, they're two of the biggest ones we push down. But a lot of people also push down happiness and elation. Like, I'm a person, I didn't realize this so recently, but I'm a person for a long time because I was told to sit still, be quiet, you don't have to be the center of attention, that I never got excited about things that I had done. I was just like, oh, yeah, I did this because I thought I had to be quiet. And that's damaging, too. We don't even realize how, you know, all those things, we need to express them. And until we do, we are holding on to that stuff. So it's, you know, when you do healing work, a whole lot of things can come up.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's surprising.
We all know that.
You know, the ones you think of. But it's not always the ones you think of, right? Most people wouldn't think happiness would be one, but but it can be.
Yeah. Well, ladies, are you ready for our next caller?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I was on mute for a second there. Okay. All right. Area code 845. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi.
Hello?
My name is Maria. I come from New York.
Maria?
Yes, I'm a godmother.
And
hi, Lena.
How are you?
It's Lena.
Hi.
Katarina's mom.
All
Katarina. Oh. She just came from Italy. Hello. And we welcome you back. We've missed you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We miss you too. Thinking it to sell a house in Sicily, to buy another place in Sicily near the water or near Roma. What do you think? I want to go back up in July again.
You want to go back where?
Okay. To Italy. She wants
again,
to sell the house.
Oh, to Italy.
Over there, and she wants to get another one.
Near the water?
Another house?
Or near Roma. What? Yeah.
Okay, so you want it near the water?
Not something. Near the water, on near Roma, you know.
Okay.
That sounds nice.
She's thinking about Rome as well. They're thinking about Rome.
Roma near the water in Sicily.
Okay, Rome near the water or Sicily, okay.
So Maria, this is Jan. And
that's Lena.
Lena? Okay.
Yeah, that's Lena, honey.
I remember you so much with Katarina when she had called in. And, yes. And,
that's
my
daughter.
Yeah, I'm here too. I know she wanted to, you know, reconnect with you ladies, so I'm letting her talk.
Oh, that's nice, Katarina. Yeah. Gosh, the very first, as soon as you said a word, I saw the bear right in front of my face. So big, a big brown bear. And it says, set clear boundaries and don't compromise, even if pressured. Ask for what you want, whether or not you feel you'll get it. Get going on that creative project you have in mind. Take some time out from your usual routines and spend some time in solitude. You may be in need of physical or emotional healing. Be gentle and show your love to those you're close to, of course. It's a time of introspection, but don't forget to play It's also a time to play. And you have a strong presence. You're a powerful healer. And on emotional, physical, and spiritual healing. But you need times to recluse and for your creative spark. And this is the time to honor that right now during the winter. You're very independent and prefer to do things yourself. And you're also a survivor. And I see the water. I see turquoise water right now. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. I feel like the water would be a perfect place, a good place for you. I always see Katarina in the water as a mermaid, too. I know that Katarina may not be going with you, but I see the water. Water is a big, is big around both of you. I see water around you too, Lena. So
I want my brother to come with me. She wants you to come with her. Yeah.
You want Katarina? You want Katarina to come too? Uh huh. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That's
so,
my daughter. That's my baby.
I think it's going to be a wonderful idea. Is that what you want? You are you asking if you are going to go? I think you are going to go. I think it would be a wonderful idea. And I'm seeing turquoise water, mm-hmm. and turquoise represents the heart. And I feel like this is a very heartfelt thing that you want to do. This is so in your heart. And you want to be with that in that area because it's really part of your heart. And I think it's very possible for it to happen, definitely. I mean, were you thinking of going pretty soon or in the spring?
July. I want to go in July.
Huh?
July.
In July?
July.
Oh, okay. In July. Yeah, good. Because I heard the spring, but July is just right around the corner from the spring. So, yeah.
I know.
Go,
I just I come back in the latter night. I come in back in Monday night. So I want to go in July. At least I give it back to the people over there.
Yeah, I have tons of questions. I'd love to ask you about the house that I'm seeing a white house. But anyway, I'm going to pass it over to DC Love, and I think this is very exciting. I love this. And the turquoise water is sparkling. It's sparkling for you. I just love that. So I just want to wish you all the luck. I feel good about it. I do. Let's see what DC Love says.
Well, you know what? You were spot on, Jan. I, too, saw the turquoise water. And the other water that you read, other part of your reading was actually for Katarina. So you actually read her mom and her at the same time.
Okay.
You were reading
the same thing.
Everything. You know, you were spot on with everything, which is amazing. Yeah. So I was like, oh, wow, she's doing the two of them at once. She doesn't realize. But and I do see that turquoise water as well.
Yes, sympathetic.
And in fact, they just got home a couple of days ago, probably, but they are going to go back.
No, the other night. Yeah. 24 hours ago.
Yeah, the other night.
Back.
Yeah, not
2 o'clock in the morning.
Right?
Yeah.
They were there
Monday.
Yeah, Monday. Yeah,
Tuesday morning.
Oh,
yeah.
That is amazing. But I have to say, I agree with you, Jan. I saw the water, but I felt like the water when I could feel the water was like it's a lot warmer. So I do feel. It might be at the end of the spring or the beginning of summer. Yeah,
yes.
I just feel like it might be summer because the water felt like really warm, you know. But you said Katarina has a project and everything, and she's going to do really well with that. There's going to be like a couple epiphanies. And, Kat, you've even been able to work with everything that's going on, and it's going to pay off for you. So make sure that you keep writing, you know, with your project because it's going to be really amazing. And you two have, you know, the both of you have a little bit of releasing because you know, there was a lot of energy that you took on, and just release it. As you shower, you know, or bathe, when you're in the water, let it go down like the drain with all, you know, the water as it's draining, okay? Because I feel like you do need, like, a big release. And I see Archangel Michael. He's with the two of you. He's going to cut any kind of negative cords that are attached to either of you from being in Italy, and anything that would create, like, any obstacles, okay? And he, you know, anything that you were holding on to from that, you know, from the trip and different things that had happened, he's going to help you. Okay, so when the two of you get off of the call, you can connect with Archangel Michael by simply closing your eyes, breathing deeply, and feel the energy that he you know, puts upon you. You may even see his beautiful sword as he's standing next to you. He's cutting the cords. And breathe like as he's doing this, because you're going to feel lighter. You're going to feel like, wow, like the worry that I had, any anxiety, anything that's not love is going to be, you know, cut away, okay? It'll all be released. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like, you guys just, you know, belong in Italy. You have an amazing connection, and it's beautiful. And, Kat, I actually see you, like, dancing around. Have you had an opportunity to dance by the water while you were there?
Yes.
Spirit's showing me, like, you're in the water and you're dancing, and you're just amazing, you know, you're just amazing as you're dancing there. But I'm getting, like, you know, just, you've got, both of you have got to relax and, you know, let go and let God help you with your, you know, with manifesting. And your dad is coming in, and he's telling you your prayers have been heard, they're being answered. But he's saying you've got to relax. The two of you have got to relax so that it could manifest a little bit faster, and just, you know, trust. Have faith. Okay? And he's saying, you know, there is nothing at all to worry about, Kat.
Amen.
Okay, so just, yeah, and he's saying when you have time, he wants to dance with him. I see you as a little girl, and Daddy's little girl is dancing, you know, you're dancing on your father's shoes there. So you're dancing with your dad. But, you know, this is a time to experience and feel and, you know, stop, like, analyzing and overthinking, okay? And just let go and let God. That I have, so I hope that made some sense. And I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies.
Thank
God bless you, honey.
Thank you so much. God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much.
Hello, Lena and Katherine. This is Liz. Dan and DC gave beautiful messages already. I have to say right away, Lena, when you asked about the house, I don't even know if this is realistic, but I saw you like in a tower of a house that, you know, like it had a window cut out, but there's actually no window in there. And you're just sitting there overlooking the water, and you're so peaceful and happy, and you look young. You're just loving it. You're at the most peace that you've ever been in your whole life. You just look so happy. So I definitely feel like you're going to be going there. I'm thinking June. I don't usually do dates. But when you asked about it, I looked at the first card I pulled for you, and it's number 24. And I said, 2 + 4 = 6. And I'm like, huh. And then DC was saying something else to you, and I looked down and I looked at there's a girl on the picture, and there's a number on her shirt, and it's 4. And I'm like, well, we're essentially in February. 4 months from now would be June. So I'm thinking
June.
June
is
it's gonna
very
be.
Possible. Yeah, could be.
I got, like, you know, June, early summer. So I got the same thing. So you're spot on. Yep.
And then when you're asking about Rome or Sicily, I smelt pizza. And I'm not Italian, so forgive me, but I always equate pizza with Sicily. So I think you'll be in Sicily on the water. And it's going to be the place that you're at forever. I mean, because you just love it. I mean, both of you, you're just so happy there. There is no conflict. There is no stress. There's no, I mean, you're just happy. Like, I can't even tell you the peace that I felt when I saw you there. So I pulled two cards, and the first one is number 24, focus on your health. So, you know, between then and now, just focus on you, on your health, you know, being healthy and be each other's buddy, right? Make sure you're watching each other. Make sure you're eating your veggies, that you're moving every day, right? That your mental health is good too, right? A lot of times we think about things that don't happen, but we just worry that they could. And, you know, those things drive us crazy. So make sure that you're not doing that. You know, that you're reminding each other that you're going to go, you know, you're going to have that dream house. And it's coming. You just have to get through this little bit of time, this push. You know, be each other's health buddies and keep each other going. You know, don't let yourself get in any funks. And, you know, and just watch, you know, for regular common cold, right, this time of year. So, you know, just make sure you're taking your vitamins, you know, eating all your veggies and fruits and being healthy. Getting a little bit of movement every day, a little bit of peacefulness, right? Taking a couple minutes to tune out and do a little meditating, clear the mind. right? Because we forget. Do some deep breathing during that time. Just we don't realize that that is so healthy for us, that it works our lungs, it exercises them, keeps them in shape. And the second card I got, and Jan said she saw a big heart. It's when she was giving your message, and I pulled this card. It's number 20, and it has a big heart on it with wings. And it says, don't compromise. So, you know, I feel like people are going to try to talk you out of what you want. Don't let them. You know what you want, and that's what you want. It's okay. Don't let them push you around, push you over. You know, be assertive, be direct, and be confident, because you do know what you're doing. You are able to get exactly what you want and how you want it. So don't be afraid to stand up to them, because they will listen. I feel very excited for you guys. And I'm going to pass you over to Mary, because I know she has a great message too. But good luck with everything. It looks wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow, that was so beautiful, ladies. All of you were like, everything you guys said, I agree totally. I did see the turquoise water. So as soon as Jan said it, I saw it. And then I pulled a card, and the card is turquoise again. So I know this one is for Nina. And it says self-love, and, you know, Jan mentioned about the heart, so the heart chakra, and it says, attend to my needs by listening to my heart. My inner essence lets me know what is good for me. I respect my limits. I answer the request of my body and my soul. Thus, I learn to love myself. And that one was for Lena, and then Katarina, I have... this one they told me was for you. It's harmony. It says, I open myself to the divine being within me. I am the image of God. Thus, I have the power to bring light into my life. I turn any darkness in me into something beautiful. In the absence of resentment, anger, or doubt, I find harmony. And wow, am I like lit up. My whole back of the head is all like tingly. So yes, that is so beautiful. And then DC mentioned around the summertime, and I got chills when she said that, the summertime. So it was just like a confirmation how beautiful that was, you know, what the timing of that, because I got it chills from head to toe, and usually that means that, you know, it's spot on. So I hope that helps. Yeah. Wow, you haven't called for a long time. I'm so glad you guys called again, and we miss you both. We miss you. Yes, 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 yes. All your beautiful voices. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Thank you.
God bless you both, and I'm gonna put you on hold so you continue listening. And thank you for calling, and have a good one.
Thank you. Much love. Thank you. God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you, Kat. God bless you, too.
Oh, Kat.
How beautiful.
Yes.
Wow, that was
I
so synchronistic. Peg was right about the synchronicities, huh? How
everything flows
so beautifully. It's like one after the other. It's like so beautiful that the angel said that. I'm looking at a new number here that hasn't called for, I never recognized it, so I'm going to pick it up now. Area code 505, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yes, hi, my name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I'd like to find out, I've been applying to several jobs, and they're all in different areas. One as a claims technician with a healthcare company, but through I applied through Kelly Services, and of course, and another one working with a government agency in the state of New Mexico. I'm in Albuquerque, I put in applications yesterday, but about 3 weeks ago I attended a hiring event, so I don't know if they're still hiring. And of course, anyway, I would like some clarity.
Okay, I'll send you over to Jan.
Hey, Patricia.
Hi,
Jan. And so are you still trying to move there, right?
Yes, I'm currently in a homeless shelter, and I've got basically...
You're in a shelter. Where are you there yet? Are you in Arizona?
No, I'm in New Mexico, Albuquerque.
You're in New Mexico. That's what I thought. You weren't there yet.
Okay, and I'm...
You're working
and I have been,
towards that.
I've got till next month to get a job to get out of here. Or else they just put you out. You have 3 months.
So you have 1 month left.
Yes, next month.
Okay.
Thank you.
And so you're putting out apps and stuff, and
I've already
for Arizona.
I've just started now to apply to on-site jobs, and then I've got I've been applying to remote jobs, which is my preferred. And I want to resume back to the house and pet sitting, but it's not anything consistent. You know, it's 3 days here, it's 4 days there. I don't earn money with that. I just get free housing.
Yeah, that would help. Have you tried going to an agency, just calling an agency over there in Arizona by any chance, and a job agency place where they can just get you a job? They'll just get you one. You have to pay them, you know, a certain amount out of your check every month, but they get you set up. My mom did this so many times with jobs, and she got really good jobs out of these people. And they just do it for you. You don't have to look. They just do it. It costs money, though. You know?
I'm in New Mexico, Albuquerque.
Yeah, right. It's something, I mean, you might want to think about doing that, calling Albuquerque and checking that out. You know, a job placement center in Albuquerque. But let me give you the animal. I got a tiger for you. And it says, remain focused. Be very patient, and you'll soon receive a surprise that will help you achieve your goal more quickly than you expected. You'll soon find a way of healing from a physical condition or even an emotional disturbance, which will give you more vitality. And create a space in your home that is completely yours so that you can enter it and have some solitude, like a meditation place, a prayer place. And you'll soon be experiencing a surge of passion and power that will give you a lot of energy. That they just said that too. Getting ready for a new adventure is what they're saying. Dramatic changes in your life. Here we go. And you're naturally clairvoyant. You have the gift of prophecy. So, and you're a healer. Strong tactile sensitivities. And you're adventurous, powerful, and passionate. And you are, you enjoy life to the fullest. So you've got to, that's, the tiger is my power animal. That's my main animal from birth. And it's a really strong animal. It gets you through a lot. So just know that you've got a lot of strong energy around you and that you can pull this off. And so I think you are going to pull it off, because I think you just have to work at it like, you know, just keep working at it until you get that job and that place to live. I feel like you've been working at this for months because you've called us about it over and over. And I think something's just going to click for you. You know what I mean? I think it's going to click for you eventually, but you have to just keep at it. But I feel like you're not quite calling, getting the right resources here, you know. It's like, it's really hard. And I just feel like you need some help with it, you know. People need to help you a little bit more. And so if you could call the agencies over there in Albuquerque to help you with looking for jobs and looking for places to live, you know what I mean? So that it's not so difficult. Because I think you're gonna make it, you know, make it happen for sure. And then you're gonna call us later and say, "Well, I'm in Albuquerque now." So that's how it feels to me. So I wish you all the best, and I feel like it is gonna happen. But I feel like there's a few things that you're not doing to get these connections going. And so you just need to cue in on the right ones. And you will. You just have to keep at it. Okay? I wish you luck. And I'm just going to hand you over right over to DC Love right now.
Jan, that was amazing. I
okay.
saw the tiger when you
thank you
when you were mentioning the tiger. I just, one of the first things I saw was a tiger. Linda,
oh,
I agree with Jan. You know, you're going to have what you want. I feel like, you know, you had a long struggle. You're going to come to an end, and you're going to be rewarded. I do, in the interim, have to...
There's a lot of background. I can't hear.
No.
Well. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. No. Yeah. Linda, I agree 100% with you. I feel like right now you have like too many things going on. It kind of feels like a juggling act, okay? Where things have been moving slow, they will definitely, you know, change and move a lot faster, okay? Jan had mentioned like a meditation.
I feel like you really have to sit and meditate, and that's going to help you to figure out, you know, what to do, okay? If you can just sit for a while and, you know, just allow, you know, the angels to come in and your guides to come in, they're going to help you and give you a little bit of, you know, guidance that you're needing. But don't lose heart, because you are going to go forward. I really feel that, as well as Jan said. You know, things are going to be in your favor. Okay, and just,
you know, there's such a heaviness within you, which is understandable, but we've got to release it, you know, and allow, you know, all of that to be gone and make room for all the good that's going to come into your life. Okay, you're going to see synchronicities coming. You're going to see that, you know, your finances will be better, okay? So if you have, like, a feeling, like, you know, a negative feeling, you could just say, I release. I release, I release, I release. And then you feel something else, keep releasing it, because as you're doing this, you're getting lighter and lighter and making room for the good energy that's waiting to come to your life. And get ready for the synchronicities and, like, all the good that is coming your way, hon, okay? So just try to make, like, a to-do list and maybe tackle, like, one or two things at a time, because I do feel like it is overwhelming, okay? But it does happen. Like I said, you know, you want to be a little bit prepared, because you're going to get, like, some kind of a phone call or whatever it is. It's going to happen, like, really fast, okay? And let the angels in the interim, you know, let them have all that anxiety that you're holding on to and focus on all the good stuff that you want, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Forget to ask the angels to come and help me. Help me to get on track here. Help me to release my anxiety. Help me to see what I'm needing to do, because I do feel like, you know, even some people that you're around, there's a little bit of energy that, you know, is negative that you've been taking on, hon, okay? And the last message that I want to leave you with, I hand you over, Linda, is do not doubt yourself and your value, okay?
Yes.
Okay, because you are amazing. So just hang in there, hon. And the angels are saying, you know, just, you know, call upon us and let us help you. We know that you're overwhelmed, okay?
Thanks. Yes, all right.
God bless you, hon. Hold on. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies.
Hi, Patricia. This is Liz. Hi. I have two cards for you, and I agree with what DC says. I want to follow up with, you know, go each morning when you get up, probably most of your day, but, you know, ask the angels to wrap you in a bubble of protection so that your energy stays your energy and no one else is sucking it out of you. And that you're not taking on other people's energy around you. You're obviously in an environment where you don't necessarily have your own space. So, you know, your energy is intermingling with a lot of other energy and, you know, it happens. So just ask your angels to put a bubble around you so that doesn't happen. That'll help you to feel lighter, to feel a little bit more at ease. And I have two cards for you. The first one is number 7, Raphael Green, and it says love, travel, humor, and vitality. So I really feel like there's some healing that you've got to get into, and I think part of it right now is disconnecting from that other energy that you've taken on, because you definitely have already taken on other energy that's, you know, kind of lingering around. So, you know, find yourself some space out on the, you know, on the earth, whether you can sit or, you know, put your bare feet to it for a few minutes and just take some deep breaths in and out. Ask everything that doesn't belong to you to go away and just, you know, let yourself feel lighter that way, and then put that bubble around you to keep you protected. And ask Archangel Raphael to come in and help to heal you. Help you to, you know, find not just physically but mentally, right? When we're in a funk for a little bit, we tend to feel defeated, we get a little depressed, right? So call them in, you know, not just mentally and physically, but also spiritually. You know, our spiritual faith gets a little hacked when we get into positions where we feel like we just aren't going anywhere. So call them in for all those aspects. Remember to, you know, smile every day, have something to be grateful for. You know, Mary and I, you know, share this a lot. Find 3 things every day before you go to bed to be thankful for, and just say thank you.
right? Wake up in the morning and say thank you before your feet hit the floor, right? It's another day, another chance. And the second card I pulled for you is number 40, the power of prayer. And it says surrender, believe, affirm, and release. So, you know, don't ever doubt the power of prayer. We know that it works leaps and bounds. We've all seen it. We've all heard the stories of it. We know that it does. Believe that it'll work for you. You know, I'm sure that your faith is a little bit squandered currently. But, you know, that's, and, you know, the girls are saying meditation. Find yourself 5 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day just for you to go inside. You know, meditation is about finding the calm in the chaos. Obviously, you're in the midst of chaos right now. So, you know, when you can internalize and just breathe and go in and find your quiet space just for you, where everything is perfect and happy for 5 minutes, right, and you're at peace and there's no stress or worry, if you find those 5 minutes, you will feel so much better, and it will renew your faith. You'll say, yes, I know God is getting me where I need to go. I know the universe is going to take care of me, and I will have that job that I want, that affords me a place to live and food on the table, and I'll be safe and I'll be secure. I know that God will do this. I know that I'll be taken care of, right? And remind ourselves that. And we have to say it just like that we know, because we do know. And when we're you know, stressing about it and worrying about it, we're pushing it away. So just believe it's coming, and you know what? It'll be here before you know it. So I'm going to leave you with that, Patricia, and get you over to Mary, because I know she has more for you. Good luck with everything. Say a good prayer for yourself. Get rid of that other energy that's not yours. You'll feel lighter. And
you'll
get through this in no time.
Thank you.
Hi, Patricia. It's Mary. Wow, those readings were beautiful. I totally agree with everything. What I believe that Jan was mentioning that they have in New York, I know you're in New Mexico, but it's a recruiter. In New York, they have recruiters, and recruiters get people jobs. You know, you provide them with a resume, and they do the search for you based on your resume, and you don't pay them. In New York, the company pays them. You know, who hires you pays them. So I don't know if they have that there, but that was a great idea from Jan, you know, getting a recruiter, because basically you give them the salary you want and they find you a job that, you know, relates to your skill set. And then I think DC touched on that, making a list of the ideal job that you want, you know, the hours, the days of the week, you know, working from home or travel, you know, it's just, we're at this magical time right now that we can create anything as long as it's in divine alignment and it won't hurt anyone else. You know, it's just for our good and the good of all. We can create anything, basically, you know, as long as it's of the light. And what I was getting is, this card came out for you, and it says elevation, and it says, I free myself from fear and trust the universe. I direct my thoughts to the beauty inside and around me. I use my spiritual strength and knowledge to create light, and I rise above all doubts. And I believe that Liz just touched on that with the, you know, like being grateful too. You know, it's one thing, you know, knowing that, there's strength all around us and a light all around us. It's just we sometimes are such in fear that we don't see it, but there's always light and assistance all around us. So what I was writing was that the more fear that you have is the more fearful things will vibrate in your, you know, aura, or that's what you will attract if that's what you're fearing. So the more things we're grateful for is which Liz touched on this, is the more things we're going to be grateful for that will come in. So, you know, just think of it as, you know, be grateful for every little thing, you know, for having a bed, for having, you know, whatever, hot water, food on the table. And then the other card that I got, I wanted to give you, was faithfulness. I commit to my mind, heart, and will. I am devoted to the needs of my soul. I trust in myself, in God, and the universe. And the last message I was getting was let go and let God. You know, he knows, he has a plan for all of us, you know, and I know sometimes it's difficult to let go of that wheel, you know, because we've all been through this of letting it go, but trusting that it's going to be, you're going to be taken care of, you know, and you're going to be divinely protected and guided to the right job for you at this moment of now, you know, and having faith and trust that all is well. That's what I'm getting for you, Patricia. So I hope that really helps. And if you have a recruiter in New Mexico that you can contact, I think that's the best thing, because you don't have to, there's no stress in that, right? You just give them the resume and they send you on interviews, you know? So that's something that I would highly recommend, you know, and the ladies gave you some beautiful reading. So that was so beautiful. So I hope that helps. And
sorry, before we let her go to DC again, I was hearing Cyndi Lauper singing the song True Colors.
Ooh.
Show me a smile, then don't be happy. You know, I can't remember when I last saw you laughing. You know, I see your true colors shining through, Patricia. You know, don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. You're beautiful. True colors are beautiful. So that's a beautiful song. The lyrics are amazing. Show me a smile, don't be unhappy. Okay? The world makes you crazy. And just keep smiling and show the world who you are. Don't be afraid to let the world see the beautiful woman that you are, hon, okay? Because you truly are beautiful.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Okay, honey. God bless.
God bless. Wow. That is beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Lady.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay, so we have time. We have 13 minutes, so we have time for one more caller. I'm just trying to see if there's any numbers from last week that called. Liz, do you see any that were on hold last week that we didn't have?
I don't. No,
okay.
I don't see.
Okay, so I think I'm...
Was 702 still there?
310. 310. Mm-hmm.
I didn't see one of those two.
Okay.
No 702. Okay. Area code 310. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Sure. It's Eileen, and thank you so much. What a nice gift. I didn't think I was going to get on.
Right. Eileen? Okay. Do you have a question for us? Since we're short on time, so we want to get to your question.
How about romance? I never ask about romance. I always ask about business, but I'm interested in romance.
I love it.
Okay. Hey, Eileen. It's Jan, and I'll just go quickly because we don't have a lot of time. I'm getting an owl.
Okay.
The owl has sunglasses on. So whatever that means. You know, like they're being very careful. So that's the feeling I'm getting too, is to be very careful and meditate in silence and in darkness for a few minutes each night. Be alert to any deception on the part of others. That's what the owl does. The owl is very attuned to any kind of deceptions. The creative time is at night, so set a time to do your evening work or projects. You typically see what others don't see. You hear what others don't hear. You're an old soul and finely tuned awareness and sensitivity to others. That's your greatest gift, is you're able to foresee the future. And You have clairaudience and clairvoyance. This, you know, the owl is the psychic animal, one of them anyway. So I feel like you're going to be able to discern very easily here. But I'm also, but with the owl with the sunglasses on, it's almost like you're being really incognito and kind of checking things out, you know, and not going too fast here, you know, really just being very picky in a way. And so I feel like that's what you're needing to do and wanting to do, and kind of taking it slow, you know. So I'm just gonna pass it over to DC.
Sorry. That was great.
Okay, good.
Beautiful, Jen. That was absolutely amazing. Eileen, this is DC. I agree with Jen. I heard summer. I the first word I heard was summer. And I'm getting, you know, this is a time of possibilities. I feel like, you know, you're going into a really nice time. Okay, remember to count your blessings and just remind yourself how lucky you are. Think positively. And if you're looking for a relationship, you've got to love yourself first, okay? Uh-huh. You've got to focus on you and treat you the way you would treat that special someone, Eileen, okay?
Yes.
So the more that you love you and you raise your vibration, you're going to connect, you know, with the person that matches your vibration. And just when you get up in the morning, say, Eileen, I love you. Look in the mirror. I love you. You deserve love. You deserve to, you know, to have that unconditional love and to be supported. And, you know, you are, and tell yourself you are worthy of the love that you're wanting. Okay? So I do feel like everything is falling into place. It's going to be, I feel like it's going to be a couple months, of course, but it'll give you time, you know, to really focus on you and think about what it is that you want, you know, from a relationship. You know, write down, you know, all the characteristics you want that special someone to have. And then you could put a line down the middle of the paper. And on the other side, you could put all the deal breakers that maybe were a turnoff in the past or, you know, it did something to a loving relationship. But the biggest thing is you've got to focus on you. And make sure your heart, your mind, and your arms are open really wide to receiving the love that you truly deserve. That's what I have to say, honey. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies. Good luck, Eileen. God bless you.
Thank you.
Hi, Eileen. This is Liz.
Hi.
When you asked about romance, it was funny because I wrote romance in my notebook, and I wrote it so, like, elegantly, you know, like it was smooshy, you know, when you write real big, which is uncharacteristic for me. And then I immediately felt like all fun and giddy. I was like, hey, like little school kids. And as I was like, oh, I'm writing that down, and I'm like, don't. And I thought I was thinking the way I was feeling, I was going to write, don't get too serious too fast, just have fun. And I wrote, don't be fooled. And then Jan said, you know, the sunglasses, you know the truth, like you see the future. And I was like, whoa. I feel like you're going to be seeing people and meeting people and enjoy it, be lighthearted. You will know the truth, you know, use your discernment. but enjoy the time, you know, because why not? You know, just because something isn't going to last forever, it doesn't mean we can't have fun, right, for a little while and enjoy it. So, you know, I feel like you're being encouraged to do that. And then the card that I pulled, every time I see that stupid picture with the dogs playing poker, I laugh because I'm thinking, who ever thought of this? This is the dumbest thing. And this card I pulled, I've never seen it before, but it's number 33, and it says, see the humor, and it's dogs, and one is reading tarot cards, and there's a fortune ball on the table. So I was laughing even harder.
And I read tarot.
um, so So it says levity, perspective, wisdom, playful. So again, I feel like it's just saying enjoy it. Enjoy having fun and enjoy being in other people's company. But you're going to know the people that are not going to be life mates opposed to the ones that will be. But don't be so quick to just that be the only thing you look for. Right? I mean, why not make friends? Why not have enjoy time together and do things that you like together with other people? You know, that's okay. And, you know, and just use your, you know, like I said, use your discernment and, but enjoy it. Because why not? I mean, why? What else are we here for?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'll post a picture of this card because I think it's hysterical.
Okay.
And I'll pass you over to Mary.
Okay. And Eileen, just really fast, it's Jan again. I heard the summer also. I heard that before Dee, so I want to let you know DC heard it too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Mary Eileen. So I was getting, I know DC mentioned the list, but make sure once you make the list, because I've been told this, to tweak it sometimes, right? Because we could be too, like, I don't want this on the do not want list. And then you're making it hard for the universe to bring that special someone, right? So I've been told by someone that I love dearly, that's on this show about that, you know, so I just wanted to say that, you know, it's good to be like, have that list, but, you know, don't be so picky. That's what she said to me. Don't be so picky because I am picky. I love that. And in the interim, have fun yourself, right? I have fun myself. I'm single. I take myself on dates. I buy myself flowers. Well, I really buy them for the guides, you know, for the ascended masters and my parents and spirit. But, you know, I love buying flowers, you know, so that's things that you could do for yourself, you know, take yourself shopping, you know, for a manicure, pedicure, for a massage, you know, whatever, you know, something that a significant other would send you to, right, or pay for, but you're doing it yourself because you're treating yourself the way you want that special someone to treat you when they come in. So it's just, you know, you're being that, the you that you're attracting to you, basically. So someone that's gonna, you know, take care of you and not even, you know, take care of you, but love you, right? So, and before then, we have to love ourselves. And then this card came out for you from Postcards from Spirit, and it says, "Dearest you, there is only one you, and you have a unique path and a special purpose. You're supposed to have specific experiences in this world and meet certain people, but then it is up to you how you live, how awake you choose to be, and how willing you are to grow and strip away what's false. Don't compare yourself to others. It's easy to think a person is happier just because their outside looks good according to society's standard, but you can't know anyone's internal experience. Compare yourself only to your past self. See how far you've come. Don't be distracted by what others are doing or accomplishing. Stay focused on what inspires you. That's how you get successful and find happiness. Want what you have now, not what someone else has. We love you immensely and know your journey ahead is sparkling with lots of miracles and wondrous things. Just trust. Loving you forever and ever." And oh my gosh, in the back it says you are fierce. Guess what's in the back of the card? A dragon. And it's the year of the dragon this year. So Eileen, all I can tell you is that love is coming. Just be
wonderful.
Who it is that you want it to be. be that
That's
person
true.
Within you.
Okay. How wonderful.
And then,
to be able to be
Yeah, and then I have one more card. I got it from the Soul Cards, Soul Truth, and it says, when was the last time I couldn't stop laughing or smiling? You know, it's good to laugh. Laughter is, you know, really good for our soul. So it says, go back to a moment when you laughed so hard you almost peed your pants, or did. Feel the laughter grow in your body. Your cheeks hurting and eyes watering. Maybe there was even a snort or two. Laughter is healing. It reminds us to take life less seriously and find the joy in the littlest things. Note to self, laugh more often. Today's soul action, make somebody laugh today. And, you know, that should be a goal for everyone, is to actually make someone else laugh, you know, make someone feel good about themselves. Because I think that's really important, how we help one another, you know, in realizing that everyone has power, everyone has magic. Sorry, I got stuck there for a second trying to read the countdown of the clock. But yeah, this reading was beautiful, Eileen. I hope that really helped you. I think the show has already ended, so I'm sure you're still listening, but it says we lost the timer clock already on it. But thank you for calling, and I hope that helped you, and God bless, and check in with us and let us know when you have found that love.
I will. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Eileen. Have a good night.
Take care.
Bye. Wow. Okay. I hope people don't hang up so that I can take down numbers for you guys next week, because I won't be here. I will be out of the country. And
oh.
I know. I am super excited.
Okay.
I had to share that card made me laugh so hard. And then you read the message, Mary, about laughing till you pee your pants, and that's my signature move. Like everyone knows, because I'm a tee heeer. Like I'm always laughing at everything. I find humor no matter what. And I'm praying I am missed in my circles of people for peeing my pants while laughing, because
kind of check is that card
so hard.
With the dogs there, having the oracle card, it looks like.
Yeah.
You posted what deck is. That's pretty cool.
Oh, this is the new Radley Valentine Angels and Auras.
Oh, okay. That's really cool. I'm thinking, like, I thought they were playing poker at first, then I made the picture bigger.
That's
I thought it was poker also.
I flipped it over, and I'm like, isn't that ridiculous? I'm like, who put this in a tarot deck? And I haven't used this one a lot, so I haven't pulled this before. And I'm like, what?
Yeah,
and then I'm
like, they're
waiting for everyone else to give their messages. And I look, and I'm like, wait, is that a crystal ball? I'm like, wait, they're pulling cards.
Yes. That's really
that's
cool.
That's so cute. You know, Liz, it's funny because I think growing up, my dad had this picture with dogs playing poker. So when you said poker and dogs, I was like, oh my gosh, that was Dad.
I remember that picture on Roseanne, in their house. She stole it, I think. The neighbors were trying something. So that's hysterical. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
it's
I grew
so
up
funny.
With one of those. My dad used to love poker, and we used to love dogs. I mean, well, I still love dogs, but I had like 3 dogs growing up. So, yeah, so we were dog lovers and still are. But that's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing, Liz. This was so great, ladies. Oh, my gosh. What a synchronistic show, as usual. The readings were so beautiful. And, you know, I'm so happy that you guys will still have a show next week.
Absolutely.
We'll miss you though, Mary. We will miss you, you know.
Thank you. I'll miss you guys
too. Have a great time.
Yes, I know. I'll be meditating a lot. So,
what part of Mexico is it? What part of Mexico?
The Yucatan.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. And yeah, it's going to be magical. So, I just can't wait. I mean, everyone's excited, psyched about the trip.
I bet.
You know, most of the people on our meditation group on Tuesday, are going, you know, it's about 20
right.
of us. So it's really nice. Yeah. So we known each other for a while, you know, so, and Igor is amazing. But yeah, so it's really great. And
I have to tell you before we go, I see your chakras up like a Christmas tree. You know?
What?
So you're all good chakra wise.
Ooh, I'm excited.
They're all lit up. Yeah.
Aligned
a
little
up. They're ready to go to Mexico.
Yay.
I just hear it's going to be a lot of fun. I hear so much fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't wait. Oh, my gosh. Mm. It's going to be exciting. I'll send you guys pictures.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it'll be so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you. So I'll miss everyone, but I'll be back the week of a week after that, the following Wednesday. So I'll be
Valentine's
off
Day.
Oh, is it Valentine's Day? Oh, boy.
It is.
We,
I won't be here.
So maybe we shouldn't have it. Well, we'll decide that anyway. We'll see.
I'm like, I'll be at a board meeting.
I'm
going to
have
one.
A Valentine. I'm just saying, okay? I'm manifesting that Valentine. So I'm going to have a Valentine.
All right. Well, you better get busy before you leave for Mexico.
And you know what? When you play fight, watch, you don't knock his eyes out. That's what Ginger's saying. You know, Mira, when you start playing around playfully, watch, you don't knock one of his eyes out. That's what I heard.
Ooh, I'm going to knock his socks off.